I thank you for your time. And I'm willing to answer any questions that they have.
What should can the Coast Guard not order?
Well, that's sort of a confusing point to me. I don't know, ma'am. We board all vessels at any time and to ensure compliance with all federal laws.
So you can turn on to a Navy ship or a Liberian tanker or anything?
Yes, ma'am. Title 14 of the U.S. Code, Section 89, the Coast Guard has the authority to board any vessel at any time.
My understanding is that the state has jurisdictional authority over the waters of 3 miles. Is that correct?
I believe so, sir, but I defer to the state.
Yeah. Therefore, my understanding would be that the being jurisdiction, and I don't know how this Inopanco case fits in, because I haven't read it and I know nothing about it. I hadn't heard it before today, but it would appear as though, harking back to one of the prior speakers, that there's a desire by the state to have a seat at the table. And this table is not necessarily one that's landward, it may be seaward. And I'm kind of curious as to whether you feel that there might be, given that the state's obvious interest in this jurisdiction, which extends 3 miles seaward, whether there wouldn't be some means by which, at least in the implementation of these regulations, there could be assurance to the state of the seat at the table, but also recognition of what the court may find to be supremacy by the guard as regards to things as piloting and vessel design or international standards, etc. Do you not see that as being a possibility?
I think it is absolutely a possibility, and in fact, it's one that is ongoing today. What I found very curious.
On the other hand, the state doesn't seem to have a seat at the table that they would like to have.
Well, yes, sir. If I could clarify the point, it is actually one that I intended to hopefully diffuse. It's very curious to me that the state does not have a place at the table. There are references, and in the memo that accompanied this legislative proposal or regulatory proposal, there's reference with regard to vessels of the Exxon Valdez. The world has changed tremendously since Exxon Valdez. There's a plethora of laws and regulations that have been put in place since Exxon Valdez. And more importantly, there's been something called a unified command structure that has been established and mandated by law, in which the state is an equal player. I think the state is there with Commander Nash in the back in Portland on every oil spill. So I really find that that's a confusing point and one that distracts me from what those vessel regulations are really all about. The state has a seat at the table. The state is an equal partner in the unified command, and the references in that memo are not accurate. They're about 8 to 10 years old.
But on the other hand, isn't there not ways in which initiatives can be undertaken by the state do not necessarily encroach on international standards, do not necessarily encroach on your jurisdiction, but which do represent a higher level of protection which can be afforded even under the Congress?
Yes, sir. There are certain possibilities, and as I alluded to, there are gaps, there are areas that the state plays a key role. You know, there another reference earlier today was to the Julian case, and I don't profess to know the answer to what would have precluded that accident from occurring. However, we talk about it involved a bridge, it involved pilots. Those areas are not under the exclusive domain of the federal government. States regulate those pilots. The opening of the bridge, the width of the bridge, and what vessels can go through there, can be a state issue. So that does not impact international standards or the standards that the Coast Guard is regulating, dealing with vessel construction design and so on.
Just one last issue, that is, you speak in terms of, even if there was an incorporation of federal standards, that the interpretation of those would represent a source of confusion. As it is now, the state provides application of, and in the courts and other judicial proceedings, the state is often in a position to be applying and enforcing federal standards along with federal regulatory authorities. And I'm kind of curious as to how you feel that there'd be a source of major confusion. I mean, in any event, if there's an incorporation of a federal standard, you're really looking at a situation where mean? Why is that a source of difficulty or confusion?
I apologize, I'm not sure I understand the question, but I'll try to answer. Give an example, and I'm not well versed in proposed regulations, I haven't gone through them line by line. But there's a reference to a vessel being seaworthy. What does seaworthy mean? Seaworthy by whose definition? By federal interpretation, by federal standard, or by the state standard? By the state standard as articulated in that regulation. Without that information, there's a clear conflict. And when the Coast Guard tells the vessel to stay out or to go into a harbor of refuge to avoid a catastrophe, the one that they are in consultation with the state, there has to be one decision at that point in time, or that vessel is in harm's way. Someone's potential disaster is about to occur because no one knows who to listen to.